Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu at the Geekery here at our Artist Spotlight, and I'm here with Tara and Nate from the Canadian Pixelated Dream. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Not too bad. Thanks for being here. I appreciate that.
Thank you for having us.
No problem. And you've got lots of cool Perler beads, that's what you call them?
Yep.
Perler bead craft?
Yep, Perler bead or pixel art, depending. We use Perler beads because it's the best type of bead to use other than compared to like Hema and the other beads that you can get. We just started doing this recently. What?
2 months ago?
Yeah, end of July. So it's just kind of all coming together for us in the last little bit.
Oh, cool.
This is our second table. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Hoping to have you for a third table. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I would love that.
I was talking to you guys a little bit about this earlier. It must take a lot of patience to do these things.
Yes, patience is a big key in this factor. If you don't have the patience to sort the beads, if you go in, buy them in mixed, because that took us about, a week to do a 22,000
oh, wow.
beads. So, yeah, go bulk if you're going to do this as a business.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's just getting the patterns out and figuring out what the market wants.
Right.
Because we know what we geek out about,
yeah.
but we still have to learn what everybody else geeks out about.
Right.
And we're getting there. We're not doing too bad for first shot at this.
That's cool. And do you take requests from people on different characters?
Yeah. I do commissions. Like when we were at EMC in Kitchener in the 1st of August, we did 10 commissions in the weekend.
Oh, wow.
During the convention, because we were sitting there and we're like, oh, we have everything, we might as well do it. So that was how we paid for that weekend, pretty much, was in the commissions in itself.
Cool.
I do commission work for costumes. This is one of my newest costumes. Newer.
You made that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty awesome, actually. The folks at home can't see it. Well, they will in the photos, I guess. But Shredder, right, from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
80s version.
80s version. Rocking the 80s version.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, that's very cool.
It's all made of Evafoam and Warbluff, which is two of the better products to be using for costume making nowadays. I just started using Warblue this year.
Okay.
So it's a wonderful thermoplastic product that you use with a heat gun to mold it into the shapes and things you need. It's pretty nice to work with, except for when it sticks to itself, because it has its own glue
yeah.
to it. But that's one of the perks about it, too, is it glues to itself.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I've heard a lot of cosplayers talk about it, and they love using it.
Oh, my God, yes. It's an expensive product, but it's well worth the price.
Cool.
If you want the quality and the craftsmanship, you go with the Warbluff.
It's professionalism, too.
Yeah. I think it's longer lasting than, like, foam, because I do Ellie from Borderlands 2.
Okay.
And I made my belt, her work belt, because she's a mechanic, out of Evafoam, and it lasted maybe about a year and a half. I now add Warbler to it. It had its bumps and bruises through Anime North, so it needs a little bit of repair. But it's lasted a lot longer in the paint job and everything now that it's with Warbler compared to just having foam.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very nice.
There's lots of different techniques to use with it, but that's probably a whole other interview. Is there any...
Well, do you have a favorite character you like making out of the Perler beads?
Link.
Link, okay.
I geek out about Link. Link, Zelda, anything to do with that genre, that is all me. So much so to the point that he proposed to me at Anime North on stage with the Link ring.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah, so that was cool. In that costume, actually.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. And do you have a favorite character you like to make, Nate?
Personally, like Metroid, the Metroid Samus, the Autobots and Decepticon logos.
Oh, cool.
It's more my favorite and my style.
Oh, yeah, so you have all different kinds of sizes here, too, I know.
We're always expanding. On our Facebook page, we're always updating with new pictures.
Cool.
We take requests there as well.
Nice.
We're keeping busy.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now tell the fine folks out there where on Facebook they can go to view your stuff.
It's For the Love of Cosplay. It's for the number The Love of Causeway at Facebook, of course. Or you can search us as The Canadian Pixelated Dream, and it should come up as well. It's just I had a name change in our business. Because I started it with just doing props. And then we're like, oh, well, I want to start going to convention. We need some other items to actually work with. So we decided to go with pixel art and do the Perler beads. And so I'm starting to build up my props and stuff. Unfortunately, I didn't bring my 5-foot wrench with me today. Left that at home. A little too big. But we're hoping to be able to expand to the point of going to conventions in the States.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, cool. A lot of people know Yaya Han, and yeah. I aspire to be like that.
Okay.
Like, I bought these ears, I want to be able to make these ears. I love them to the point that I think they're a great product and something that I will be making in the near future.
Oh, very nice.
So eventually we'll have ears, tails, wings, any type of My Little Pony you can think of, or furry type stuff. And then, of course, cosplay and pixel art.
Cool. You guys got any future cosplays you're working on?
I'm working on Queen Abadalia from One Piece right now for the London Comic Con. I actually won my ticket to that one with a cosplay contest from FM96.
Oh, nice.
And so I have to be in the contest, so it's time for a new new character. And then his next one, major one, is Samus.
Okay.
From her full body outfit. Her armor, so that's the next major task, but that's probably at least a year worth for
me. Oh, wow, okay.
Because it's a full suit of armor, right?
Oh, wow.
Well, that's right there is the helmet itself.
Holy.
And she has, like, big, bulky armor pieces. She has a gun that's I'm going to do LCDs in it and do the glowing and the whole nine yards with it.
Oh, wow.
He's super excited for it, but I'm not looking forward to the work. I do have a couple commissions on the go, too. I have a lady that's wanting me to do Zelda's Glitter Rapier. I have another gentleman that wants me to do the Lich King from World of Warcraft. I'm working on that one for Anime North next year for him. So we're pretty busy, but keeping it going as much as we can.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, yeah, I want to say thanks to you guys for coming down here today. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to finally meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too.
No problem. We hope to see you at future cons.
London's not too far away, so I don't mind the trek.
Oh, nice. All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.